Welcome back to The Briefing. Today, we're diving into something that might completely reframe how you think about performance optimization. Because this week's research points to a single upstream variable that appears to control sleep quality, cognitive function, athletic performance, and even relationship satisfaction. We're talking about metabolic health, specifically insulin sensitivity and liver function. Let me start with a finding that stopped me in my tracks. Two completely independent research teams published findings this week that converge on the same insight. Many of the performance issues we treat as separate problems, requiring separate interventions, may actually stem from one underlying metabolic dysfunction. Think about that for a moment. You might be optimizing sleep with supplements, addressing brain fog with nootropics, and managing energy crashes with stimulants, when the real bottleneck is happening at the cellular level with how your body processes glucose. Here's what the first research team found. They analyzed insulin resistance not as a single condition, but as a root cause cascading into multiple downstream effects. Elevated cholesterol, hypertension, prediabetes, mental health challenges, chronic fatigue. The conventional approach treats these as five separate problems, requiring five different medications. But the data suggests they're all manifestations of one core imbalance. When insulin levels remain chronically elevated from excessive carbohydrate intake, this triggers systemic inflammation. Over time, your cells start resisting insulin signals, and that's when the cascade begins. Now here's where it gets really interesting. The second research team was studying sleep disruption, specifically those middle-of-the-night wake-ups at 3 a.m. that destroy your recovery. And what they identified as the critical factor wasn't cortisol or stress or blue light exposure, it was liver health. Your brain depends almost entirely on glucose stored in your liver during sleep. When your liver is compromised by fatty deposits or insulin resistance, your blood sugar becomes unstable during the night. Your body detects this drop and releases adrenaline to mobilize emergency fuel. That adrenaline surge is what wakes you up. Meanwhile, your liver is trying to perform crucial overnight work, burning fat, clearing toxins, producing bile, metabolizing histamine. When it's overwhelmed by metabolic dysfunction, none of this happens efficiently. The protocol here is systems thinking. Rather than treating poor sleep, brain fog, and energy crashes as three separate problems, we optimize the upstream variable, metabolic health. Fix insulin sensitivity and liver function, and you potentially resolve multiple issues simultaneously. This is exactly how high performers want to work. We don't want to manage symptoms. We want to eliminate root causes. Now let's talk about what might be the most comprehensive carbohydrate research review I've seen. This team analyzed over 600 scientific studies spanning 100 years. And what they found challenges nearly everything mainstream sports nutrition tells us. 88% of studies supposedly showing carbohydrate benefits were actually demonstrating the negative effects of hypoglycemia in control groups. They weren't showing positive effects of excess carbohydrates. They were showing what happens when you crash. The key distinction the researchers made is this. Brain energy metabolism maintained through stable blood glucose is the primary performance determinant. Not muscle glycogen storage, not carbohydrate oxidation rates, stable brain fuel. Traditional sports nutrition guidelines recommend 350 to 900 plus grams of carbs daily for female athletes, 450 to 1,000 plus grams for males. But here's what the data shows. These levels induce pre-diabetic glucose patterns in up to 30% of lean, high-performing athletes. You can be a competitive athlete with visible abs and still have blood sugar dysregulation from excessive carbohydrate intake. The surprising finding, maintaining performance during exercise requires only about 10 grams of glucose per hour. That's roughly a tablespoon of sugar, ideally dosed every 20 minutes. Studies comparing properly fat-adapted athletes eating less than 50 grams of net carbs daily for 4+ weeks show identical performance to high-carb athletes, but without the glucose dysregulation. The research also explores exogenous ketones, particularly 1,3-butanol, as alternative brain fuel sources. Some studies suggest ketones may enhance performance, recovery, and cognitive function under stress. This is still an emerging area, but the delta in mental clarity some subjects report is significant. Important context here. This doesn't mean everyone should immediately go low carb. Fat adaptation requires at least 4 weeks, and individual responses vary considerably. What the evidence does suggest is that many athletes consume far more carbohydrates than needed for performance, potentially at the cost of metabolic health. If you're experiencing glucose dysregulation despite being lean and active, this is worth exploring with a sports nutritionist or healthcare provider. Let's shift to alcohol and performance metrics. Dr. Andrew Huberman's recommendation challenges social norms, but aligns perfectly with what many of us see in our tracking data,
a maximum of 2 drinks per week for those prioritizing performance. If you're tracking heart rate variability, sleep scores, recovery metrics, the pattern becomes undeniable. Alcohol dramatically impairs sleep architecture and next-day cognitive and physical performance, even in small amounts. What's valuable about Huberman's framing is viewing sobriety not as problem-solving, but as a productivity tool. This reframes abstinence as performance enhancement rather than deprivation. It's an optimization decision, not a moral judgment. He also provides immediately actionable circadian optimization strategies: morning sunlight exposure, which costs nothing and improves both mood and sleep quality, and minimizing artificial light at night. A major Nature study with 85,000 subjects demonstrated that the ratio of sunlight to artificial light exposure significantly impacts mental health outcomes. This provides evidence-based justification for simple modifications like red light phone functions in the evening and strategic morning light exposure. The protocol here: if you're tracking performance metrics, consider a 30-day period of minimal alcohol intake while monitoring your wearable data. Look specifically at HRV trends, deep sleep percentages, and subjective next-day performance. This personal N-of-1 experiment provides clearer guidance than population-level recommendations. Now, let's talk about natural functional foods. While supplement culture focuses on isolated compounds and megadoses, emerging research highlights whole foods with complex biological activities that supplements simply cannot replicate. Fermented dairy stands out as nature's functional food for adults. The fermentation process creates bioactive compounds absent in the original milk. It breaks down proteins for easier digestion. Beneficial bacteria produce nutrients like vitamin K2 through their metabolic activity. They consume problematic lactose while improving mineral absorption. Some research suggests immune-modulating properties, including increased T regulatory cells that may help prevent autoimmune overreactions. Daily consumption of kefir, raw milk cheese from reputable sources, and Bulgarian yogurt may support microbiome diversity and gut barrier function. What's interesting is that ancient cultures universally developed fermented dairy practices. This suggests possible evolutionary optimization, though that remains speculative. Important safety note: raw dairy products carry food safety considerations. Discuss with your healthcare provider, source carefully from tested producers, and start with small amounts. For those with dairy sensitivities, fermented options may be better tolerated, but individual responses vary significantly. Let's shift to regenerative medicine and setting realistic expectations. Advances in orthopedic regenerative medicine represent genuine progress, but we need to distinguish current capabilities from future possibilities. Current stem cell therapies appear to reduce inflammation and improve function rather than fully regenerating cartilage. The key factors for success include accurate diagnosis, hip arthritis can masquerade as knee pain, precise ultrasound-guided injection techniques, and appropriate biologic selection based on individual patient factors. These treatments may significantly delay surgical interventions for some patients. What's particularly relevant for optimizers: comprehensive health screening, whole-body MRI, circulating tumor DNA analysis ensures safety by ruling out contraindications like active cancer before treatment. The emerging connection between systemic inflammation from obesity and joint health highlights how metabolic optimization amplifies therapeutic outcomes. You see this pattern repeatedly. Fixing the metabolic foundation makes everything else work better. Future developments focus on true cartilage regeneration through small molecule drugs and AI-enhanced treatments, but these remain in research phases. Success rates improve dramatically when regenerative treatments complement, not replace, lifestyle medicine foundations: proper nutrition, exercise, sleep, stress management. Studies show superior outcomes compared to isolated interventions in traditional medical settings. Finally, let's address something crucial for high performers: the paradox of over-optimization. This week's research offers a counterintuitive insight. Over-optimization can actually drain meaning by keeping you perpetually focused on closing gaps between your current state and an idealized future. You miss the richness available in the present moment. The reframe's meaning-seeking. People aren't actually seeking abstract meaning. They're seeking more aliveness. But they often fall into two traps: believing impact is the only valid meaning source, or thinking they must fully manifest all potential to feel fulfilled. Both create inevitable disappointment, since impact is largely uncontrollable, and we contain, quote, more aliveness than one lifetime permits. 4 practical meaning sources beyond achievement emerge from the research: wonder, that's curiosity applied to mystery; flow, present moment aliveness; coherence, narrative consistency; and formative community. The insight for optimizers: adding these meaning food groups alongside achievement pursuits creates more sustainable fulfillment than endless performance chasing. The practice: consider which life domains to deliberately de-optimize. Not everything can or should be optimized simultaneously. Choosing specific areas for peak performance while letting others operate at good enough may paradoxically increase overall life satisfaction and sustainable high performance. So here's your N-of-1 experiment for this week. Track your morning fasting glucose for 7 days. If you have a continuous glucose monitor, even better. Look for patterns. Are you waking with elevated glucose above 95? Are you experiencing glucose spikes above 140 after meals? This simple tracking reveals whether insulin sensitivity might be your hidden performance bottleneck. If you see dysregulation, the intervention is straightforward. Reduce carbohydrate intake, prioritize protein and healthy fats, add resistance training, and track the delta in your sleep quality, cognitive performance, and energy levels over the next month. Optimize your day. Talk tomorrow.